CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Nearly 3 in 4 voters say they'll be watching Thursday night's first Biden-Trump debate. Advisors to the convicted felon fear tirades and tangents will steer him off message.
They want him to focus on the core issues. But I am told that they have been talking and discussing how the former president should address a range of topics, including his conviction, as well as January 6th. The former president has promised to pardon the rioters who stormed the Capitol that day. He calls them hostages. Well, his advisors are hoping that he kind of makes that a little bit more broad and says he only hopes to do it by a case-by-case basis.
ABC's Rachel Scott. At a court hearing to accept a plea deal, Robert Cremo III, who gunned down 7 people in Highland Park, Illinois in 2022, rejected it. Trial set for February. 49-year-old Sean Rowe, an Episcopal bishop from Western Pennsylvania, was elected the youngest ever presiding bishop of the Episcopal. 9 years ago Wednesday, the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in the U.S. The First Lady last night celebrating.
President Biden's wife, Jill, leading guests in a White House South Lawn Pride Month celebration, saying legalizing gay marriage was only the beginning of trying to end gay and transgender discrimination.
States that are passing laws targeting LGBTQ Americans.
The First Lady saying the president is pushing to end discrimination as he did by pardoning thousands of service members court-martialed because they were gay. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Vermont taxpayer dollars at work. The state's ponying up $175,000 to settle Gregory Lombard's First Amendment lawsuit after a 2021 traffic stop in St. Albans. Lombard gave the cop the middle finger salute, which led to his arrest, an hour in jail, and his car being impounded. The American Civil Liberties Union says it should never have happened. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of 2 employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I you know, I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, you know, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. The crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA draft in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, but light winds around, so a little patchy fog will be possible as we get closer to sunrise, mid-50s by that point. After the fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies for your Thursday afternoon, with afternoon highs in the middle 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to Omar Flores from the Coalition to March on the RNC about the right to protest at the upcoming Republican convention.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff. We are coming to you live from our studio in sunny now, downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. We have a very, very busy show for you. Next hour, our friend, longtime friend of the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
What?
I know. He's going to be joining us at 11 o'clock to talk about the 2 years since Dobbs fell, The Dobbs decision. And Dr. Laura Hanks normally joins us at 11:33 for public service announcement. She is an actual working doctor, so she has to be in the OR today.
Yeah.
So we're hoping she's going to be able to join us at 11:33. We'll see whether she can just pop in and say hello, because Dr. Lierley is the reason that we met Dr. Hanks. When Dr. Lierley moved on to do some other things.
Other things?
Other things.
I hear they're cool things.
They are cool things. Nice. We're not going to necessarily talk about that today.
Okay.
But, and then during public service announcements, where we always talk about things, it doesn't have to just be OBGYN related or female related.
Yeah.
This is any kind of health question you might have. And if you have a question for the doctors, you can always email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. We're going to be talking about melanoma and skin cancer.
Okay.
Coming up at 11:33. And I have a little personal story to share with you. It's just lovely. Breaking news as we came on the air this morning. We are still waiting for a number of decisions from the Supreme Court before they wrap things up. I think they're going to wrap up their session on Friday. Supreme Court today sided with the Biden administration in a fight with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to fight controversial social media posts on topics including COVID-19 and election security. By a vote of 6-3, the justices threw out lower court rulings that favored Louisiana, Missouri, and other parties who claimed that officials in the Biden administration leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, writing for the court, that the states and the other parties did not have standing, so they did not have the legal right to do this.
Yeah.
They're really upset that they can't say that you should inject bleach.
They also can't say that the election was an all-out, like...
Stolen
lie. Just everything, you know. The crazier the lie gets, the more they're upset that we can't say it.
And spread it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The case is among several before the courts affecting social media companies in the context of free speech. In February, the court heard arguments over GOP passed laws in Florida and Texas prohibiting social media companies from taking down posts because of the views they express. In March, the court laid out standards for when public officials can block social media followers. I understand the right to free speech, but isn't the right to free speech different than being allowed to disseminate wildly inaccurate information?
I mean, that's what I think ultimately maybe has to be decided then.
I mean, there are public health consequences because of this.
And the government should have the, if that type of quote unquote speech is what's being disseminated, the government, I do believe, has a right to shut that down in the interest of the people. And they can sue and say, you know, you don't have the right to tell me what to do. And then the court will have to weigh in, because that's ultimately a Supreme Court case as well, too. And maybe that's a new definition of the First Amendment, because not all speech is free. There are delineations of what is and what is not protected speech. So in the light of COVID-19, if you see people dying, like, I don't know, say 1.1 million people dying in this country, maybe there is a reason to take another look at this.
Well, and also, and I think it's important to remind folks that the death rate from COVID in red states was higher.
Yes.
That's been proven. That's been proven by statistics.
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah. It's very much not in debate here. We were talking about it last week, actually, because I have a friend of mine who got COVID, and his roommate said, well, you mean a bad cold? And this is not, these aren't two 50-year-old guys. These are two guys in their early 20s. He's like, no, it's a bad cold, man. And I looked up the statistics, and colds kill about 3,000 people a year, maybe 4,000 people a year.
Does it turn into the flu?
No. Well, I don't know. But my point was, is that in that 4-year period of time, when 1.1 million people died from the same thing, it wasn't just a cold.
No,
because a cold
wasn't
doesn't have this effect.
Good heavens, folks. Let's not forget that people were saying goodbye to loved ones over tablets.
Yes.
Because they couldn't be in the room with them because of this highly contagious virus.
Our guest yesterday, Eitan Levine, that's how his grandmother died. She died at the height of COVID in 2020, wrote an article about it in the New York Times. And like, I have another friend who went through the same thing, had to say goodbye to their parent over a tablet. I mean, and these are people who they're people who listen to the voices on social media saying, no, it's fine. It's just like the flu. Yeah.
And I think it's also an important reminder that Donald Trump this week said that any business executives in this country who do not support him should be fired.
Yes.
They should be fired.
Yes.
In this instance, this is more like the Biden administration going to these social media companies and saying, you know, you're actually doing active damage by allowing this kind of misinformation. People are dying because you're allowing this to be disseminated on your platforms. I think there's a little difference there.
I don't disagree.
Still no decision on immunity, on whether or not the president has full and total immunity.
That's the headliner.
Yeah, that's the headliner. And they're going to wait until Friday. This is my prediction. They'll wait until Friday, late on Friday.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go away.
And the thing is that I think they're going to do that not so much. I have a feeling they're going to come back and say, yeah, this has no standing. This is ridiculous. The president does not have unqualified immunity, because that applies to all the presidents, former presidents. I think what the three tops, if we'll call it, the nominees in the Trump era are really afraid to let that opinion go, because he is going to lose his mind.
I'm still thinking that they're going to give him it. They're going to give it to him.
Then they have to give all the president. Bush gets it. Bush gets it.
Well,
Obama
Biden gets it.
Yeah, they all get it.
Unless they're going to phrase it as saying everyone but Biden gets full and total immunity.
Yeah, you have to be out of the office.
So there'll be some qualifier there. Well, anyway, we will continue to wait for that Supreme Court decision, which, again, I have no basis for this, but I just don't think it's going to come until Friday. And it'll be the last thing they do so they can all scurry away.
Mm-hmm.
Also, breaking news from overnight. It's primary election day in Colorado yesterday, and our favorite Lauren Bobo Boebert won her primary.
Bingo Boebert!
Even after she moved to a different district because she was concerned about actually facing a challenger in the old district who could beat her. So she did win, and she credited it because she was chosen by God. At a watch party, Lauren Boebert vowed to bring the country, quote, a righteous nation recognized throughout the world again by bringing back conservative values and Christian morals. Tonight, we had a priority to glorify and honor God, to praise the name of Jesus, to invite the Holy Spirit to be present not only in this room, but in Colorado's 4th District, throughout Colorado, and throughout the U.S., United States of America. Lauren Boebert, who had a highly publicized split with her husband.
Yeah.
There were some calls to police involved with that. Also, let's not forget, she was caught on camera vaping and fondling her date, who was doing...
Hey, he was fondling,
return
too.
Return fondling.
Yes, there was...
it was a fondling circle.
It was mutual fondulation.
Yeah, caught on tape about that. And yeah. When she was asked about that, what was her response? It wasn't, this was inappropriate behavior because I was in a theater with a whole bunch of children. Her explanation was, I didn't realize there were cameras everywhere.
Ah, that's the reason why. That's...
Okay. Yeah, and then she lied about it after surveillance footage, because she said she didn't do it. And then, of course, the footage came out, and it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't know they...
Yeah. Hmm. And I'm not one to throw the rule about family, but she, because she stands on the mountain of good Christian family values all the time, her family is no reflection of her ability to be a good parent.
Well, her teenage son, she's a grandma now. Yeah. Lauren Boebert became a grandma at 36 after her teenage son impregnated, I believe, a 15-year-old.
Okay.
And he has since been subsequently charged. I think he's facing 12 felonies.
Yeah.
For trying to scam an older couple or older person. Yeah. And again, I feel really badly for parents who have kids who get in trouble.
Yes.
I do. I have a lot of sympathy for you. And obviously no parent can control everything that their kid does. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
But to stand up there and say, I don't know, maybe I'm just not being kind enough to Lauren Boebert.
Well, honestly, you think about it, she's the perfect mirroring of what Trump is to the people. She isn't perfect.
True.
She is.
None of us are perfect.
Exactly. She's sent by God. She spoke to God, and she is the imperfect vessel for Colorado's 4th District. So that's why I think she can so confidently say that she is the one for the job.
She still has to face a Democratic challenger come November. So we'll see what happens with that.
God, I really hope this person crushes her.
I don't know. She won by a large margin.
I think it was 43%.
Yeah, and it's a very, very red district. So she may just coast to another victory, and then we will be on the hook for paying her salary and her pension for the rest of her life if she gets another term in Congress. She'll be well taken care of. That's good. That's nice.
Good work if you can get it, right?
That's nice. When we return... And Gary, I see on the line, if you can hang on for just a second, please stay there. We will come back with you. We're going to talk about California Guy versus Tammy Baldwin. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. A swing man, she can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Chains.
From the center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid-off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bott, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a heads up, our presidential debate, President Biden and Donald Trump debating tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We will be covering it live. Our pregame show, our pre-debate show program.
We're pre-gaming, people.
We're pre-gaming. Starts at 7:30 with Civic Director News, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Words are hard. And Todd Alba, our colleague, whose show you can always catch from noon to two across the network. The debate scheduled to last about 90 minutes. No live studio audience. And then Terry and Todd will do a recap at the end of the debate. That is tomorrow night, starting at 7:30.
90 minutes may feel like a long time.
It could feel like a lot longer. Before the brief break, we were talking about Lauren Bobo Boebert getting reelected in Colorado in the primary anyway. She won pretty handily in the primary, and she essentially said, it's God. God put me here and because of my Christian morals, and I'm going to lead the country back to Christian morals. So 855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Gary, thank you for your patience. Good morning. What did you want to say?
Well, there was other good news yesterday that Jamal Bowman, he ended up losing the 16th congressional in New York.
He did.
Mm-hmm. And he hates Jews.
Okay.
And he was an incumbent, and he got defeated. So this is telling me and you and everybody else that we love in America, we love the Jewish people, and we support them. And he found out the hard way. I sat there and I listened to him and AOC, and this guy screaming at the top of his lungs, using the F-bomb, which they beeped out, but you can tell what was coming out. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people, all right? And the guy that he lost to is obviously another Democrat, but not extreme, crazy, Jew-hating person.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Well, let's go back to Lauren Boebert,
yeah.
Gary, and her being the standard bearer for Christianity. Do you have any opinions on that?
No, I thought that was very nice. I'm a Christian, so I'm very happy that she won.
And you you believe that she embodies Christian values?
First of all, ye without sin cast the first stone, and I would not be throwing the first stone because I'm a sinner saved by grace, and we are all sinners. So,
but she seems to perfect. she seems pretty casty to me. She likes to cast stones all the time.
Okay, well I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
And really quick, Gary, I just have a question for you regarding Jamal Bowman. If there's proof that you can, I would like to read about if he is anti-Semitic. If there's any proof you can show that.
He has had some pretty unbelievable statements.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, is this regards to Palestine and Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is 100% for the Palestinians. And I'm 100% in living in peace. I'm surely not against the Palestinian people at all. They're kind of victims of Hamas. you know?
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you on that, Gary. I think Hamas is a terrorist organization. Do you think we are a Christian nation and we should declare as a Christian nation, Gary?
No, I believe that everybody should have a right to believe whatever they want to. As a Christian, I do. But it is my duty as a Christian. I mean, I own a heating and air conditioning company. I don't sit there and preach to my customers at all. I really don't. But if they start talking to me about something, if I'm having lunch or something like that, you know, I'll talk to them that I'm a believer and that I'm a Christian and a born-again Christian, that I've given my heart to Jesus. But the fact is, when I have a lot of my customers that are Jewish people, I have rabbis and I have unbelievers, and I love them just as much as I love my Christian customers.
That's great, Gary. Really, that's fantastic. And I think that is what a melting pot is, what our country is.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Lauren Boebert is not about a melting pot.
No, she's not.
Unfortunately, that is the biggest problem, too. That is the biggest problem.
There are far too many people on the right and the far right who are all about, we are a Christian country. We need to be a Christian country. I can play you sound clip after sound clip after sound clip of Kevin Roberts from the Heritage Foundation. We talked about that a lot yesterday, which is behind Project 2025, saying that is the goal, to establish Christianity. And I've seen other of these guys say, people who aren't Christian shouldn't be elected officials in America.
Or we can convert them.
Or they have to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump has talked about having a biblical test for immigrants. That's not what our country was founded on, unless I'm remembering things incorrectly.
Donald Trump is a flawed candidate. I am a MAGA. I am Republican. I used to be Democrat most of my life until recently I changed. But the thing is, the candidates that we have, both of them are very flawed, in my opinion. Okay. And this thing about, I do want to bring up one other thing real fast. You guys play this commercial about Eric Huffke, and he wants old people should die and they shouldn't have a right to vote because they're only going to live 6 months. Call Eric Huffke in your California number. I call that California number, and it's really sad. I said, I want to talk to Eric. They got this commercial in Wisconsin, said I can talk to Eric. And they laugh at me. They say, he's not here. He's running for Senate in Wisconsin. And then I keep calling back and keep calling back, and he keep telling me the same thing.
Well,
and it says, call Eric Huffke at his California number. And you know what, Greg? I keep calling, and he's never there.
Well, that because he's usually on vacation in California then. But
Gary, we got a break coming up, too. Thank you very much. And I genuinely do appreciate you listening. And I know that you say that you're MAGA, but I think you are far kinder and more accepting than many of the other people in that tribe.
And that you allow that label to be a part of your life just doesn't make sense to me. You seem far more open-minded than that group does.
And if you're, you know, you don't, I was raised Catholic, the whole,
me too.
You know, judge not lest ye be judged, and let he who is out without sin cast the first stone and all that stuff. And I hear that, but I do not see a lot of people who are MAGA embracing those values.
And a lot of, and the people, especially the people in power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We have news coming up.
Yeah.
And then when we return, California guy, speaking of.
Yeah.
He wants to debate more. Let's have more debates.
Please. Yes.
And then we're going to talk about Pat Kreitlow. You were on with him this morning. Mm-hmm. Has a new term for Eric Hovde. I'm so jealous. I did not think of it. I'm hurt, actually.
Aww.
So news is next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Shabba-dee,
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Nearly 3 in 4 voters say they'll be watching Thursday night's first Biden-Trump debate. Advisors to the convicted felon fear tirades and tangents will steer him off message.
They want him to focus on the core issues. But I am told that they have been talking and discussing how the former president should address a range of topics, including his conviction, as well as January 6th. The former president has promised to pardon the rioters who stormed the Capitol that day. He calls them hostages. Well, his advisors are hoping that he kind of makes that a little bit more broad and says he only hopes to do it by a case-by-case basis.
ABC's Rachel Scott. At a court hearing to accept a plea deal, Robert Cremo III, who gunned down 7 people in Highland Park, Illinois in 2022, rejected it. Trial set for February. 49-year-old Sean Rowe, an Episcopal a bishop from Western Pennsylvania, was elected the youngest ever presiding bishop of the Episcopate.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WisPolitics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies to the overnight, but light winds around, so a little patchy fog will be possible as we get closer to sunrise, mid-50s by that point. After the fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies for your Thursday afternoon with afternoon highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 58.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. We are coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Baseball today, Rangers at the Brewers at 12:35. You can listen to the game. It doesn't stream because of various Major League Baseball rules, but you can listen to it on WRCE in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, and catch today's game, 98Q Country WCQM in beautiful Park Falls, 98.3 FM. Brewers and the Rangers today at 12:35. You were there last night.
Looking to sweep. I was there last night. I was there the night before. Baby!
Are you going tonight?
No, it's an afternoon game.
That's right.
But no, I'm good.
They might need you.
That's true. I mean, when I was there on Monday, Reese Hoskins did hit a grand slam. So, and then last night, they won. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of like the good luck charm.
The lucky charm.
I feel like I should just do all of my work remotely from American Family Field. I can, you know, I'll be on the show.
Sure.
I'll be on the show. You're welcome, everyone. But I think it's just better if I'm at the game.
It's just the vibe.
You're right. It's
spread all the vibe.
Thank you. Jane gets it.
Yeah, of course. We do want to mention this before we talk about California guy and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. This is good news. At least I think it is. Yeah. Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell yesterday ordering clerks to allow voters with disabilities that include blindness or a physical disability impairing their dexterity. They can vote electronically, including with a screensaver. This does cover the November 5th election. They still have to be required to return the ballots by mail or in person rather than by mail. Less than six months before Wisconsin is set to play a key role in this election. So this is good. And this was legal for a long, long time.
Until
2011, Greg Bach.
Oh, God.
Governor Scott Walker signed a GOP-authored bill restricting electronic voting to only military and overseas voters. So, sorry, Scooter.
Peculiar.
Sorry, that didn't last for you, although it was in place since 2011.
Well, he's traveling across the state right now with Tommy Thompson. I wonder if Scooter's just in his arms going, they took away my law. They're letting people vote. This is what it's all about, people. This is what it's all about. They want to try to chip away the ability for people to vote little by. There is no reason if you have a disability and you cannot vote in a traditional fashion, you should not be shut out of the process. But this is what they do. They shut you out. And they don't do it by saying you can't vote. They make it difficult so you don't vote.
Yes.
You make the choice not to vote.
Yes.
Throw up
enough roadblocks to make it so tough it's not worth the effort.
No,
it's not worth the effort.
This is ridiculous. And good on the court. And yes, more access to voting.
Absolutely. MyVote.wy.gov, by the way, if you are not sure if you're registered, please, please register this. It is critically important that we get out and vote. And as boring as it is, the August primary now is going to be very important because of two referenda that have just been put on the ballot that essentially is just going to give more power to the Republican-led legislature in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So we are reaching out to the Wisconsin League of Women Voters. We already talked about this with Dan Schaefer. I think people need to be aware of this and know what's coming and why it is so important. I know we're going to the, it feels like we're never, it never ends in Wisconsin and it sort of doesn't, but this is our process. We are a really critically important swing state, and we have the power to do things.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have leaders who are like, we can't get this passed in our committee meetings and through bills, so let's just put it on the Constitution. This is the second time in a year. Well, I mean, fourth if you count each one.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we can't get it done through our regular legislative processes because nobody likes this, so we're going to go around it and come up with another way to consolidate more power among our party.
And worded in a way which confuses people or makes people think opposite. And they're like, well, yeah, totally. Because you know how many people I know who voted yes on the last two referendums? Because they're like, oh, this
sounds okay.
This sounds like it makes sense. And they had no idea until you explained it after the fact.
Well, we've talked about this. These are written intentionally murky.
Yeah.
To confuse people.
Yeah.
So with these two that are coming up in the August ballot, I would suggest you vote no.
I would too. And we will have Deborah Cronmiller, hopefully, or someone from League of Women Voters on to talk about it and why. And they have an excellent website, which we always link to, that gives great toolboxes on how to understand, explains you what's going on. There's no flim-flammery. They explain exactly what's going on. And you can make the choice. But once again, this is a situation where we think it's best to vote no, because you don't want to take away the power from everybody just because they don't like what you do.
Well, or that the governor is not their choice for governor.
Yeah,
that's exactly not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
All right. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Eric Hovde will be debating ahead of the November 5th election. Wisconsin Broadcasters Association announced that they will square off October 18th. That will happen at WMTV in Madison, and it will be shown and broadcast. It will be televised and broadcast on radio throughout the state. Asked whether the senator is considering agreeing to other debates, a spokesman for Hovde said, a spokesperson for Tammy Baldwin said, Tammy is looking forward to debate Eric Hovde at the WBA, which will air in every media market across the state this fall. Meanwhile, she'll keep doing what she's always done, showing up in red, blue, purple, urban, suburban, rural communities, talking to working people, taking their voices to Washington. In his statement, Eric Hovde calls on Baldwin to take part in three proposed debates. The people of Wisconsin deserve to hear about the choice they have. I call on Senator Baldwin to explain her record as a career politician responsible for higher inflation. I'm happy to contrast that with my background as a political outsider who will get things done and put Wisconsin ahead of special interests.
Yeah. I am a big fan of what his spokesperson, Ben Vocal said in his statement. He said, Senator Baldwin was happy to support the Biden agenda every step of the way in Washington, but now it has to be led. This led to inflation, open borders, and drug epidemic in Wisconsin. She is ducking the voters that'll ultimately hold her accountable. It is shameful and cowardly, but just like the kind of thing you expect from a career politician that is sold out. Love that. Sold out to special interests and is not for Wisconsin anymore. Who did she sell out to? She sold out to like Big Bridge because she got a bunch of money for bridge repairs. They just announced $1.1 million yes. to a walking, driving bridge.
New pedestrian bridges here in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Here in Waukesha. New pedestrian bridges over Highway 18 to keep walkers, bikers, and drivers safe. This comes from the Baldwin-backed bipartisan infrastructure laws, Rebuilding America with Sustainability and Equity Program. Gosh, they should just make these much shorter named. Do they just have meetings to talk about what they're going to call it, for Pete's sake? Just call it this is a good law.
I was going
to
say, this is a good law, bad law. It's a good deal.
And it kills me that Hovde's spokesperson said that she spends her time ducking voters. Tammy Baldwin is on the ground more in Wisconsin than Ron Johnson has in probably the last 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
We just had the senator on last week to talk about her Stop Bad Mergers Act, which is talking about not only holding businesses accountable when they merge now, but looking at past mergers to learn to have better standards for the future.
And because these companies, oh, I don't know, you talk about high inflation?
Yeah.
Monopoly, it makes it easy for monopolies to kind of control and manipulate prices, doesn't it, if they control everything?
Absolutely. Huh. And aren't we against monopolies in this country? Isn't that something that we take people to court for? We used to back in the day.
Huh.
And also, it really makes it seem like they're accusing Tammy Baldwin of inflation. It's three counts of murder and two counts of aggravated inflation. You're going to jail, missy.
Andrew in Maine has a comment on the live stream. I would ask Mr. Hovde how he has controlled prices in his businesses, putting affordability before profits.
I mean, he's a property owner. Last time I checked, property owners aren't in the business of helping the people.
No.
No.
And we go back to the fact that so far in any of his ads that I have seen, I have not seen one ad in which Eric Hovde details anything he would actively do to make things better for people in Wisconsin. It's all useless platitudes.
Ben Vogel does the exact same thing that Hovde does in every single one of his ads. He always says, inflation, open borders, drug problems. Okay, perfect. Three things you think are a problem. All right, first thing.
Spell it out.
How are you gonna fix this? Eric Hovde, how do you feel about the bill that Joe Biden helped shepherd to the Congress to help secure the borders that your party voted against? Why? Because your leader said, I got a campaign on this, don't do it.
Don't fix it. Don't fix it before the election. I need this as an issue.
How do you feel about that? What about the fact that we do have a drug problem in this country? How about, do you support all of the programs that help people who are on drugs? Or are you just about throwing people in jail and letting them rot in prison? Okay, the borders. Oh, I'm sorry. I already talked about the borders. Inflation. What are you going to do about inflation? Probably not a lot, because one person can't do anything. And if you're talking about, like, if you're going to get on Trump's train about tariffs, that ain't going to help either.
And we're going to be talking to someone about that in more detail as well. Donald Trump proposing 10% tariffs across the board and even higher tariffs. And everything I'm seeing now from economists are essentially saying, if Trump gets reelected, the average American household can plan to shell out an extra $1,700 a year.
Yeah.
Because of the higher prices we are going to have to pay on these tariffs.
Yep.
China doesn't pay it, you guys.
No, we do.
We do.
And that's a situation in which the president would be responsible. The president can't control inflation. They can work to make programs that'll help to maybe lower it. He doesn't control gas prices, does not control grocery prices. But when the president comes in and says, I will change the taxing of products coming into this country, you bet your sweet bippy you are going to be paying. And if it's $1,700, that's a healthy chunk of my income, my family's income. So once again, you can talk about open borders, you can talk about drug problems, you can talk about inflation, but what are your nuanced stances? So I guess that's what I want to hear in a debate between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde, because I know Tammy Baldwin will come with a notebook full of solutions.
And things that she's done
for
her constituents.
Yeah.
Do we have time, Calvin, to play one of those completely real and totally legitimate attack ads? Let's rack that up before we have to go to a quick break.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Completely real. Totally legitimate.
Yes.
Super PAC. We got nothing else. Pat Kreitlow has a new nickname for the California guy. I am so jealous. I did not think of this myself. We are going to share it with you in just a moment. So if you can, stay with us. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. You can also text us at 855-752-4842 and keep it close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are you trying to save me? Or can I be your friend?
News from the Center, WRCE. Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station, starting at 7:30 p.m. News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. Send us a text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. We were talking about California guy Eric Hovde wanting U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to debate him more than once. They're going to be debating in October, and he wants more. And I know you and Pat Kreitlow were talking about that a little bit this morning. And please share with the class the new nickname that Pat came up with for Eric Hovde?
Eric Hovde, California businessman and professional rake stepper.
That is so good. I am so jealous. I did not think of that.
And he didn't even announce it either. He just said it like it was a common thing.
Yeah, it was a regular part of the intro. It was great.
And that's what I loved even more, was because it was just like, yeah, you know, California professional and professional rake stepper, Eric Hovde. I'm like, oh my God. It's genius.
And by the way, we do want to compliment Eric Hovde's campaign manager. Keep doing what you're doing,
yeah,
dude.
Keep doing it.
You are knocking it out of the park. And I couldn't be more impressed.
Lake sitting, axe throwing, walking down streets, telling us in like 7 to 12 ads that he's from Wisconsin. His wife telling us he's from Wisconsin. Pictures of him in Wisconsin. A mustache shaving debate. And election. I mean, he's about free and fair elections, that Eric Hovde. And I think at this point he was willing to accept the results of that election, which was to keep the mustache.
Thank goodness.
Eric Hovde, your campaign staff, brava. Oh, chef's kiss.
So good.
It's just keep it going.
Don't stop what you're doing. Just keep on with that momentum. I think you got it going.
He's got the mo, kid. He's got that mo.
He's got the mo. The presidential debate is tomorrow night. Correct. Of course. And we will be doing Terry Bell, our news director here at Civic Media, along with the highly qualified and friend and colleague Todd Albaugh from The Todd Albaugh Show. We'll be starting things off at 7:30. The debate itself starts at 8 o'clock, and then it is set to last about 90 minutes. No live studio audience. They are going to mute the mics of the person who is not speaking, which I think is great.
Yeah,
I am delighted by that. We'll see how well that works.
If SNL was on the air right now, I would write this and just have Donald Trump have one of those, like, you know,
Mr.
portable
microphone?
Mic. Exactly, Mr. Microphone? Exactly. Just pull it out. It's like, I am Donald Trump, and I'm here to tell you Joe Biden took the election.
Well, and now you know what the whole rights thing is, oh, he's going to be, President Biden will be all drugged up.
Yeah, that's...
They're going all over on Fox and Newsmax, and our anticipation is that he's going to be heavily medicated. Oh, okay. And that is based on what?
What proof? Who? Raise your hand if your White House was busted for being basically a drug mill. That's where Donald Trump would raise his hand, because that's what happened.
Right. And that got skipped over. So we were one of the only ones who talked about that.
I mean,
when that came out about Ronnie Jackson, not Johnson, Ronnie Jackson. Yeah, dispensing pills like he was the candy man when he was in the White House. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to have just a little fun with tomorrow night's debate.
Yeah.
So and we'll keep this going through today and even through the show tomorrow. We need a drinking game.
It's Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. So we need the keywords. When you hear it,
yeah,
you have to take a drink.
Keywords, key phrases.
Anything like that. What is the cue for Donald Trump? What would the cue word be for President Biden?
Yeah. Feel free to, let's do this. How about instead of calling, because we're actually about to go to the bottom of the hour or to the top of the next hour, just text us. Text us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or text us through the app if you have it, because you can download that right now for free. Get it on your phone. Text us your thoughts on their cues. Is it, you know, rigged? Is it, you know, what was yours for Biden? It was, come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I think that possibly they might bust. I think Joe Biden might, just might, because it's a presidential election. I think he might bust out of malarkey.
Tony Zimmerman just put that on the live stream. right as you were saying it, great minds think alike.
There it is.
Beautiful. Malarkey.
Beautiful. So, and not only what trigger words, what's the drink value? Is it like, this is a drink of a beer?
Is this a sip?
Like a lot of politicians, when you ask them a question, they'll say this. Look, they'll start with look, and then they'll go into, just, if you have never noticed that, notice how many times a politician says the word look. That might just be a drink of beer.
I don't even think that qualifies.
Really?
No, I think it's too common. Tom from New Berlin texting in with come on, man, for Biden. Trump's word would be huge.
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 Let's see. Laura from Wisconsin Rapids said, quote unquote, listen, President Biden loves to start an emotional bit with now listen. It's definitely a shot.
I like that.
Sue from Franklin, not words, but when Trump does his accordion thing with his hand, I'll be dead.
Oh, if Sue.
I'll be dead. If I drink to every time he does it, I'll just be dead.
Yeah, we'll all be dead, and we'll be dead in the first 20 minutes with the accordion hands. No.
So, yeah, keep texting those ideas in. What are the
trigger words?
The trigger words for Biden and for Trump at tomorrow night's election, that would be, and what would the drink value be?
Tony also says, my dad used to say, for President Biden. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. If we can get a malarkey, I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey, because it's just so darn charming.
And it's so him.
It's so him.
It really would be like Governor Evers, you know, saying jeepers, right?
Oh, gosh.
Or yeah.
Oh, I'm mad now.
So keep texting in your suggestions for our presidential debate drinking game. If you want to send in your keywords that we should be listening for, we can, you know, kind of work up kind of a bingo card or something. Presidential debate bingo.
Oh, man. We're turning this into a thing now.
Laura from Wisconsin Rapids listening on WFHR says malarkey is a chug. You got to chug a beer.
Chug. Oh,
for malarkey.
I'm going to take it up one higher one. You got a shotgun it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Matt from Richland Center listening on WRCE from Trump for Trump. No one understands blank more than I do.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I think another one for Donald Trump might be like, they're saying.
Many people are saying. So much potential.
Oh.
So much potential. All right. News is coming up next. And when we return, friend of the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. We're going to be talking about the aftermath, the 2-year aftermath of the overturning of Roe and the fall of the Dobbs decision. News is next, so stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You know what happiness is
to you. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.